Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Ayin Hei Mabiz. We're holding on Ayin Hei Mabiz Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom, Ezu Petzua. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Ezu Petzua Dako, who's considered a Petzua Dako? Kol Shenifzu Beitzim Shulay, anybody who has some sort of injury to his Beitzim, Vafilu Achasman, even just one, Vafilu Nikfu, if it's pierced, Vafilu Nimaiku, if it's dissolved, Vafilu Chasru, it's missing a Kol Shu. Amrim Shol Benayisho Rabbi Yechim and Breika, Shemati Vichacham and Bekarim Biavna, Kol Shein Layela Beitza Achas, Ein Layela Sreschamu Kasher. That if a person only has one Beitza, he's not going to be considered a Kurshafcha, he's not going to be considered a Petzua Dako, he's just going to be considered a Sreschama, literally sterile of the sun, someone who has an injury, someone has an illness from birth, and he's going to be kosher to marry into the Kal Hashem. However, says the Gemara, he doesn't have any sort of illness. He's like a person that has an illness, he's kosher, and he's kosher to marry into the Kal Hashem. They asked the Gemara, you said that Nikev is considered a Petzua Daka. You say the Petzua Daka is that he can't have children. The Nikev, is that true that someone who's Nikev can't have children? But who gavra the Salak Ladiko? There was once a man that went up a palm tree, and Vacharza Silva bebates him, and there was a thorn that stuck, that struck him in the bates him. Vinafuk Minik, Yechud Damigla, it pierced him, and it came out like a string of pus. Va'ilad, and this man still went on to eventually have a child. So says the Gemara, yeah, but Hashalach Shmuel, Kamedu Rav, Amrlait, say Vachaz Rabbanim, Me'ayin Haim. He sent him, and he said that, yeah, well, go check out where his children are really from. I don't believe that he's actually the father. That maybe his wife was Mizana with someone else. Amar Bidamar Shmuel, Ptsua Daka Bide Shamayim Kosher, even though Ptsua Daka cannot marry into the Kal Hashem, if he's Bide Shamayim, if he was, let's say, born like that, or if he came from certain types of injuries that are considered Mina Shamayim, so then he's going to be Kosher. Amar Rava, Hainu the Karina Ptsua Daka, Vloy Karina HaPtsua. That's what the Torah calls him a Ptsua. It doesn't say HaPtsua. HaPtsua would be Mashma, the known Ptsua, someone who was born like that, someone who's Minah Shemayim. Petzua is Mashma Dafko when it's not Minah Shemayim. And that's the halacha, that only a Petzua Dafko when it's Bidei Adam, that's when he's possible. But if it's Bidei Shemayim, he's Taka Kosher. We must need to turn a different makar for this idea that when it's Bidei Shemayim, the only Isser Petzua Dafko is when it's Bidei Adam, is because Nemer Liyavi Petzua, Venemer Liyavi Mamzer. A very similar lashon. So man lohalim bidei adam, afkam bidei adam. Just like the iser mamzer was created through an act that was between humans, that creates the iser. So to the iser of to a daka is dafka when the injury comes from something which was man, which was done by humans. Amar Rava, that petzua bekulan, dach bekulan, krus bekulan. Any sort of type of injury on the different parts of the body that we'll list shortly, they create a petzua daka and a krus shavcha. Petzua bekulan means bein shenifzu hagid, bein shenifzu beitzim, bein shenifzu chutzei beitzim. It doesn't matter if he was wounded by his actual gid, the beitzim or the chutzei beitzim, all that's going to make him a petzua. A dach bekulan, if he's crushed in any place, bein shenidei hagid, bein shenidei it doesn't matter if it's the gid itself, the beitzim, or the chutei beitzim. And krus bekulan, also if it's severed, bein shenichras agid, bein shenichras beitzim, bein shenichras chutei beitzim, whether the gid is severed, the beitzim are severed, the chutei beitzim are severed, that's all going to create a krishavcha. Amar le'ahu mirabbanan l'rava, certain rav once said to rava, mimai dahai petzua daka b'yisei makam, imam miraisha, who bechlal said petzua daka has anything to do with the yisei makam, with the makam erva, maybe it's an injury by his head. Amar le'ahu midalei manu be'dayreish ramina b'yisei makam, from the fact that the Torah doesn't mention how many dairies have a petzua daka is also to marry into the Kal Hashem, it's mashma, he doesn't have any dairies. Says the Gemara, how is a mashma like that? V'doma haidalei mana by dairies is the Yehuda Aser, brei bar, brei kasher. Maybe the reason why it doesn't mention dairies is because the only Isser is on him himself, but all future generations are kasher. Says the Gemara, no, because domi de krashavcha, ma krashavcha by semakoim, af hainami by semakoim. Just like a krushavcha is dafka an injury by oisei makom, so to this injury a petzua daka is by oisei makom. Ukrushavcha gufim imaida by oisei makom. Ema misfase, maybe it's referring to his lips, and it's called shavcha because saliva and spit comes out from his lips. Says the Gemara, because shavcha k'seh b'makom sheshayfich, it's mashma, it's a place where it spills, not a place where you have to spit it out. Ve'ema mechaytmai, so maybe it's his nose. Mikseh b'shavach krushavcha k'seh. It doesn't say b'shavach that's an area which is always shavach. It says a krushavcha shavcha that ksev that misha yede krisa shayfech, only if it's severed, so then it's shayfech. Shloi yede krisa ino shayfech al mekaleach, but if it's not severed, so then it's not shayfech. Rather, it's mekaleach. It spills out. Lafuke hai diidviidi shayfechu, as opposed to the chaytim, which both it, when the whatever's in the nose that comes out, it's always considered in a state of shayfech. Even when it's not severed, it's also considered shayfech. So therefore, that can't be the what's included in krishavcha, which is mashma only when it's nichras, that's when it's shafach. But masnisa tana, a different makar for how we know that p'tzua daka is dafka b'yisei makom, is because nemer lo yavi p'tzua daka, nemer lo yavi mamzer, mal holam b'yisei makom, afkam b'yisei makom. Just like mamzer was an injury, the issa that was created from something that happened b'yisei makom, so it's over here, it's dafka by something which happens b'yisei makom. Nikev l'mata me'atara shekenegdu l'ma me'atara. Let's say a person's gid is pierced, but the piercing starts l'mata me'atara. So that's basar ba'alma, that generally doesn't pass to the person. However, the piercing went at an angle that it came out l'mala me'atara. So sever b'chim b'rabu l'achshure, he wanted to make him kasher. However, amrli Rav Asi, hachi amr Rav Yishuv Levi, atara kol shui ma'keves. And even if the piercing is any bit, at any point, through the makam of the atara, so that's actually going to be ma'akev, he won't be able to have children, it will be pasal. V'mnishtayar me'atara, the Mishnah said that as long as he has some of the atara remaining, so he remains kosher to marry into the kalashem. Yasav ravina kam yibayle mulei achut shamru apne kulay apne ruba. Doesn't have to be mamish the entire chut of the atara, or it's enough that it's just rive. So amar le rav v'tayisfa the ravina mulei chut apne ruba uklape reisha. That it could only be, it only has to be rive, but the rive has to be on the top half of the gid, not the bottom half. Amar rav huna kekul mes ksheira kebiyars le psula. They have to get a shape like a pen. It's very narrow, so the person remains kosher. But if it's like a gutter where it's it drips down in the middle, so then he's going to be puzzled. Because Hashal Bavira, when it's Kamarzev, the air goes in and it makes it that he can't have children. Rav Chista Amar, the opposite, Kamarzev Ksheir Kakumis Psula, that Dafka when it's Kakumis, when it's very thin, that's when he's puzzled, because Hai Garad, because since it's so thin, he can't. And when he puts his aver in, it doesn't touch the walls of the rechem, and samachamim the guf, and he's not moitzi zera properly. Amar Rava kevasi the Rafuna mistavra. I think it's more logical like Rafuna that hay lo yishal ba'avira v'yishal ba'avira. And imushon gridusa. And if you're svara about kakumis that it's gridusa, midi dahava barza de chavisa. It's no different than a barrel stopper where even though it's smaller than the hole, when it goes in, eventually it fills in, and it's so too when it comes to tashmish, it could be mechamim the guf, and he could be moitzi zera properly. Amar le Ravina le Mareimer hachi Amar. The halacha is that whether it's kakumis or kamarzev, the person is kasher. However, he had a shaila if this was dafka when it's lamata me'atara or even when it's lamala. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Pshita the lamala me'atara. Do you say that the lamata me'atara? If it's lamata me'atara, anything could happen to the gid. It could even be severed, and the person is kasher. Well, yeah, says the Gemara, in a chanami, v'ravino l'shabushi l'mereimer v'dubai. He just wanted to test it. A person had a gid that was shaped like a Marzev, and Shafi Marbar Ravashi Kakumis Vachshrei. Marbar Ravashi made it shaped instead like Kakumis, and like that he was Machshrei. He held a Karfuna that Dafka Kakumis is Kasher. Ahu of the Dava Bapadisa is Sasim Guvsa the Shechva Zera. A person's Shechva Zera duct became stuffed up, and Va'afik B'Makom Ketanim. Instead of going out the regular passageway, the Shechva Zera was going out the passageway of the Meiroglayim. Sever Ravivai Barabai Lachshrei want to be Machshrei. Amar Papi, Rapapi said to Ravivai, who is the son of Abaye, that Mishum Da'asi Mimloy, because you come from a cut off people, you come from Abaye, who ultimately comes from Eli. So therefore, Amisa Milda Malyusa, you say cut off things, then Kaima Mavashla, Shabim Kaima Lay Mavashla. No, the Shechva Zera has to go through its passageway. That's the only place where it becomes ripened, so to speak, where the person can father children, and if not, then he cannot have children, and he's not going to be puzzle.